On July 24, 1983, in a game between the Kansas City Royals and the New York Yankees, George Brett hit a home run. This was not an especially unusual event. Over the course of his 21-year career with the Royals, Brett hit 317 home runs. But this one was special, or at least the aftermath of it was, as Philip Bondi explains in his new book, The Pine Tar Game. Philip, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks so much, Bill. It's good to be here.
I want to start with a little background. The Yankees of 1983 were owned and run by George Steinbrenner, the Royals by Ewing Kaufman. Did those two have anything much in common other than that they both owned baseball teams?
No, not much at all, which was one of the inspirations, I think, for writing this book. It was these two owners who couldn't have been more different, the sort of blustery, carpet-bagging George Steinbrenner on one side and the homemade multimillionaire from the basement of his mother's house. So very, very different, clearly.
All right, let's get to the Pine Tar incident itself. George Brett hit a home run to beat the Yankees. Yankees manager Billy Martin claimed the home run should be disallowed because Brett's bat had too much pine tar on it. I can't say that without smiling. When did the Yankees begin preparing to make a claim like that?
Original credit goes to Greg Nettles,
the third baseman for the Yankees.
You know, he was an instigator and a student of the game in the sort of most mischievous way. He noticed that the pine tar was up high on Brett's bat, and he also remembered that Thurman Munson had been called out for something just like this when he had hit an RBI single a few years earlier. So he told Billy Martin about it, saying, you know, let's wait for the right moment. But it was Don Zimmer, a bench coach, who told Billy, go out there, this is the moment. And Billy was only too happy to do so.
George Brett did not calmly accept the umpire's decision to void his home run.
Brett is out.
And he's demon mad.
He is out and having to be forcibly restrained from hitting plate umpire Tim McClellan.
Now, I presume the Yankees, including Billy Martin, found Brett's outrage marvelously entertaining.
That they did. It's kind of funny because it's the world's greatest sports tantrum, and yet it only involves one team. this melee was only the Royals and the umpires, and the Yankees were kind of hanging back, laughing about it. Billy Martin was just in his absolute glory. Goose Gossage, who threw the pitch, you know, he meant to bury it in Brett's neck, and it sailed out a little bit, and Brett tomahawked it out. Afterwards, Gossage in the clubhouse went to Martin, and he said, I don't know what happened on that pitch. And Martin said, what pitch? You know, it didn't exist. The Yankees had fooled the world. This was Martin's great, great moment, and then it was stolen from him.
The Royals appealed to the American League. The home run was allowed. The appeal was successful, so the game had to be replayed from the point of Brett's home run. Tell us a little bit about the day upon which that happened.
Billy Martin, well, he just tried to make it into an utter farce. He put Don Mattingly, his first baseman, at second base. He put Ron Guidry, his star ace, he put him in center field. And then Billy Martin went out and told George Frazier, the pitcher, to appeal at first and second base to claim that George Brett, almost a month earlier, had not touched first or second base. This was so smart. Martin figured that this was a different umpiring crew and that there was no way they could attest to the fact that George Brett had touched first or second base. But what he didn't figure on was there was this little genius in the American League office named Bob Fischel. What he did was plant an affidavit in the pocket of one of the new umpires, Dave Phillips, who pulled this affidavit out from the previous umpiring crew, and it attested to the fact that, in fact, George Brett had touched first and second base. That was it. Check, checkmate. Billy Martin went back into the manager's office and watched a rerun of Barney Miller.
Interestingly enough, Julia Kaufman remembers that her father was calm from the outset. He told everybody the Royals are going to appeal, the decision will be reversed, Brett's home run's going to count. Why was he so sure of that?
I think that was just his personality, you know? He just figured that Wright would triumph in the end and that the Royals, the little market team, would beat the big market team and all those things. And in this case, it did work out that way.
It's interesting to me that you maintain that the Pine Tar game was a turning point of sorts in the history of Major League Baseball. Why was that?
I think that it may not have been a turning point so much as it is the last of the more innocent days that we can remember. You know, we can romanticize the notion of Gaylord Perry's Vaseline on the baseballs and Greg Nettles having his super balls in his corked bat. These are the sort of things we can understand. And I think we can understand pine tar, although pine tar really didn't impact anything in terms of the direction or distance of the ball. These days, when one team hacks into the email account of another team, when those sorts of things, these PEDs occur behind the scenes, that's more difficult for us to accept, I think.
I understand that at one stop on your book tour, George Brett himself showed up. What did he make of the book?
He said he loved the book. That's what shocked me, because there's a lot in there that he could have taken personally, his rocky relationship with his father, for example, and mention of the many errors that he committed in the playoff series. The only thing he took issue with was he insisted he did not know that it was illegal that he had too much pine tar on his bat. But the public relations director for the Royals at the time told me that this is something I'd remember more than George would. But in the series before the Yankees in Toronto, we were standing by the batting cage and George turned to me and said, "I don't know how much longer I can get away with this bat." So I gotta go with that quote.
Philip Bondi is the author of The Pine Tar Game, subtitled The Kansas City Royals, The New York Yankees, and Baseball's Most Absurd and Entertaining Controversy. Philip, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bill. I really do appreciate it.